At the Inspirational Living Podcast, we honor the entrepreneurial spirit. But if you've ever started a new business, you know the challenges are many. It seems like your to-do list keeps growing every day. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. For millions of small business owners, that tool is Shopify. Did you know that 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. is powered by Shopify? That's because Shopify makes it quick and easy to build a beautiful online store to match your brand. Backed with AI tools, they also accelerate content creation, such as product descriptions, page headlines, and product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Blessing of Cheerfulness by James Russell Miller, published in 1895. I have already shared with you the ways in which the lesson of cheerfulness can be learned. It is a lesson that we should learn, whatever the cost. The person who carries about with them a cheerful spirit is a blessing wherever they go. We have no right to go among people with our complaints and our mumblings. It is part of the debt of love we owe to our fellow human beings to bring them always the best we have, not gloom and shadow and discouragement, but cheer, hope, and joy. We were made to be lights in the world, to let our light so shine before others that they may see our good works and glorify the sublime. There is no light in discontent, complaining, and gloom, and we are not realizing God's plan for our life when we let shadows hang about us. We should hide our pain, our sorrows, our trouble in our own heart, accepting God's sweet comfort, and letting the light of the divine peace shine in our face. Then we would let our grief become inspiration for all loving service. Thus do we get the victory over our loss and sorrow, and shed the blessing of cheer on all about us. The blessings of cheerfulness are many. It blesses the individual themselves. It is a fountain of life in your heart. It makes you strong for all duty and struggle. Life is not half so hard for the cheerful person as it is for the one who is depressed and unhappy. Burdens are light when you can sing under them. Battles are easily won when the heart is glad. Nothing else so weakens life's energy as discouragement. It hides the stars in the sky and blots the blue of the heavens with blackness. It drives hope out of the heart. The discouraged person sees nothing worth living for in all this glorious world. The natural drift of their unhappy feeling is toward despondency and despair. There is no enemy more to be dreaded than discouragement. Cheerfulness, however, is a good angel when kept in your heart. It helps you to be more than conqueror in the struggle of life. The person who is always of good cheer is master of circumstances and conditions. Nothing can defeat them. Cheerfulness is, indeed, courage, It also makes the life wholesome. It is the best medicine a person can take. As it says in Proverbs, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps your strength. A person without cheerfulness has a sick soul. The sadness of their spirit lays a withering blight on all the beauty of their life. They become prematurely old. Their strength decays, but cheerfulness promotes health. Physicians say that a cheerful spirit in a patient is a large factor in the cure of sickness. A sick person who cheerfully goes on as if they were well conquers many an ailment which, if they had succumbed to it, might have proved serious. Cheerfulness is a prime secret of health. It keeps one well. It keeps one young. It is one of the secrets of youth. The philosopher Swedenborg once said that in heaven, the oldest angels are the youngest. All life there is toward youth. One reason must be that all life there is cheerful and joyous. If the people in heaven still fretted and complained and got discouraged and went about with heavy hearts and long faces, cheerless and despondent as so many people do here, they would get very old by the time they had been a few millenniums in heaven. But being always of good cheer, they keep always young, growing ever towards youth. Even here on earth, the same secret holds true. The abounding cheerfulness keeps one young in spite of advancing years. The cheerfulness carries its reward and blessing in itself. It is its own benediction. It weaves its own garment of beauty. It builds its own home of glory. Cheerfulness also blesses others. There are people who no doubt are good-hearted, but who make life harder for everyone who live close to them. They are as depressing when among their friends as a funeral procession is when it winds its way through the streets. They are always saying discouraging things. If you inquire after their health, you will never get a hearty answer, assuring you without qualification that they are well. You must always listen to, more or less, a bemoaning of ills or unhealthy symptoms. Any subject of conversation you may start will afford them an opportunity to show their general gloominess. There is a lack of glad spirit in their fellowship with others. Wherever they go, they carry an epidemic of gloom, for the influence of such a life upon others is simply incalculable. After being for a few moments in the company of such a person, you suffer for hours from an indefinable sense of depression, perhaps wondering what is wrong with you. It is harder for you to live after staying even a little while in such an atmosphere of pessimism. How different it is when one is habitually cheerful. Wherever such a person goes, they carry gladness. They make it easier for others to live. They put encouragement into the heart of everyone they meet. When you ask after their health, they answer you in a happy, cheerful way that quickens your own pulse. They do not burden you with a list of complaints. They do not consider it necessary to tell you at breakfast how poorly they rested, how many hours they heard the clock strike during the night, or any of the details of their miserable condition this morning. They prefer only to speak of cheerful things, not staining the brightness of the morning for you with the recital of their own discomforts. The cheerful individual carries with them, and influence that acts upon others as a summer warmth on the fields and forests. It wakes up and calls out the best that is in them. It makes them stronger, braver, and happier. Such a person makes a little spot of this world a little lighter, brighter, and warmer for others. To meet them in the morning is to get inspiration, which makes all the day's struggles and tasks easier. Their hearty handshake puts a thrill of new vigor into your veins. After talking with them for a few minutes, you feel an exhilaration of spirits, a quickening of energy, a renewal of zest and interest in living, and are ready for any duty or service. The blessing of one such cheerful life in a home is immeasurable. It touches all the household with its calming, quieting influence. It quiets the storms of aggravated feelings that are sure to sweep down from the mountains of worldly care and conflict, even upon the sheltered waters of home. Besides the calming influence of cheerfulness, a person with such a spirit becomes an active force of good cheer wherever they go. When they meet a discouraged neighbor, they do not fall in with their weak bemoaning, nor pityingly sympathize with their disenchantment. Sympathy is good, but it must do more than listen patiently to the recital of trouble. It must seek to put a little new strength into the sad and weary heart. Your truest and best friend may not take your burden away, but make you better able to bear it. This the cheerful person seeks always to do. They listen to others complain, but then they try to kindle new hope or courage in these discouraged souls. They go into a home of sorrow, not merely to weep with those who weep, but to whisper some secret of comfort, which will make the mourners stronger to endure their grief. They meet people who are bowing under heavy loads, and do not consider that they have done their whole duty by commiserating with their hard condition. They seek in some way to be helpful to them, to put a little fresh courage into their hearts. The ministry of such cheerfulness through the years leaves a blessing at every step. Its value in the lives of women and men is simply incalculable. It is well worthwhile to live such a life, and its crown of glory in the world to come will be very bright. There is a great need always for the ministry of cheerfulness. This world is full of disheartenment. For the majority of people, life is not easy. In the world you shall have trouble is not too somber a prophecy to be spoken as we go out into life. All about us, any common day, there are sobbings of grief, groanings of overburdened hearts, cries of pain and anguish from those who are experiencing dark days. There is need always for human help. It is not possible ordinarily to change the hard conditions of those who are in life's stress, but it is possible to give them human sympathy and encouragement. No other ministry which human love can render is so angel-like as that of one who gives cheer. Those who have learned this lesson are indeed ministering spirits sent forth to do service for the sake of human souls on earth. There is a beautiful legend which tells how, long centuries ago, in a somber forest, some moss began to grow. The sunshine warmed it, and it spread until it formed a soft, rich carpet of bright color. One day, Jesus, coming out of the wilderness, passed through this old forest, with torn feet, bleeding from the rough way by which he had come. His path led over this carpet of moss, and as his bruised and weary feet walked upon it, they were soothed, refreshed, and rested by its gentle softness. Grateful for the comfort which he had received, Jesus, from his loving heart, uttered words which made the moss holy for all time. You shall be blessed forever over every plant that grows. Then from the green bosom of the moss, there sprang forth a perfect rose. This is only a legend, but in its tender beauty we can find a spiritual lesson, that God honors always and everywhere the gentle thoughtfulness which makes the way easier for any tired one. We are in this world to bless others. If we can spread a carpet of moss for any bruised and weary feet, we are sure to be following along the divine path. And such a gentle and kind ministry we can render every day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.